Antisemitism's mocker screen. The latest attacks on Jeremy Corbyn over alleged antisemitism have been nauseating. He has a lifelong history of fighting racism in all its forms. You only have to listen to his speeches at the 2016 Cable Street rally, which showed his real disgust at antisemitism and racism. I see these attacks as a smocker screen by the Blairite majority of MPs who have never accepted him, and never will, because they are opposed to him politically, and of course they are aided and abetted by the Tory press and media. But it's not just Jeremy that's under attack. It's the anti-austerity program that he represents. The ruling class is terrified at the prospect of Labour implementing socialist policies in the interests of the majority, and will use every dirty trick in the book to undermine him. The pro-capitalist wing of the Labour Party was rocked to its foundations by the double leadership election victories Corbyn achieved with nearly 70% of the vote. After years of Tory-light policies from Blair, Brown, Miliband and so on, people wanted a real alternative to improve their lives, and Corbyn promised an alternative with a program in the interests of the many. To the amazement of lots of the Blairites, May's majority was slashed, and she has to rely on the DUP to keep her in office. Lots of Labour MPs refused to campaign for the manifesto during the election, with some on the right openly attacking it. It's these same MPs in his own party that are attacking him now instead of turning their fire on the Tory enemy, who are continuing with their attacks on working class people. It's time these Labour MPs were subject to recall and democratic reselection procedures. Frank Bowen, Liverpool,